Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The second we're done with this audio from the streets of WeHo at Pride, Vanessa was out there on her rollerblades doing some exclusive interviews, and it has been making us laugh behind the scenes here at K-Rock for the last 3 hours nonstop. As soon as we're done with that, we get you into Cali Vibes this weekend and get you VIP access onto K-Rock's special high-rise so you can see the show up close and personal, and we'll give those tickets away the second we're done with this. Pride was happening in West Hollywood this weekend. It's been going on for, I don't know, many years. It's hard to say it's the gayest day of the year in West Hollywood because we're all pretty gay, but it's definitely one of the gayest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe it's the when, gayest. You know, people go into their little costume closet and they pull out, you know, their rainbow Speedo instead of their normal hot pink Speedo, and they have a great weekend.
So Allie couldn't go, obviously, because she was camping with the babies and the dogs and doing a real lesbian thing. So Vanessa went out because she got her rollerblades on, and the plan was kind of simple. We've done it before. A little game called Gay or Nay, where she goes up to people that are there and asks them some questions, and then we try to guess whether or not, based on the answers to the questions, are they gay or are they straight? And the questions were simple stuff, like, you know, what is the award called for the best Broadway show?
Tons.
And what is the main ingredient in quiche? And what shape are the fries at Chick-fil-A? Stuff that we thought would be pretty easy to determine who's gay, who's straight. And it turns out what originally we thought was going to be Gay or Nay turned into a brand new segment that we were not prepared for called Vanessa Confuses the Gays.
Because Gay or Nay ended up not really being about the people that she was interviewing,
right,
and more about Vanessa herself trying to ask questions that she didn't understand.
Vanessa, how do you think this went?
I'm cringing at myself. One, it was really loud, so I was screaming.
Yes.
And I'm like trying to read the questions I could barely see. And then I'm pretty sure I'm saying a lot of the words wrong.
Yes.
I repeat myself. But everyone was really nice, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, you had a great time.
This could be a hate crime, and this is not our goal, but just listen to this. This is just a jump cut of all of the every time she talked to anyone, she confused them. And then we'll try to play one round of the actual game. But take a listen to this new segment on K-Rock called Vanessa Confuses the Gays.
What's the main... Ah! Hold on.
All right, right out of the gate, she's got a
What's
problem.
What's the main...
What is she drinking, by the way?
Yeah, what'd you drink?
All of the above.
I was drinking, I think, tequila soda.
Yep. How much did you have?
I promise you, I only had two and one shot.
No way.
Well, she's a child. Let's not forget.
Okay.
So yeah, tolerance is low.
Right, a child.
The cups were big. And right. You say you're not a child.
Right, okay, here we go.
What's the main... Ah! Hold on.
All right, that was how it started. So it didn't start great. Then she gets to the first question, which is supposed to be an easy one, which is, what is the award for the best Broadway show called? And she had a lot of trouble with this one.
Okay, Luis, what is the award for Broadway plays called?
What is it? What? Award for Broadway?
What is the award for Broadway plays called?
What is it? What?
Hello. Hi. I'm about to talk to a very handsome man. Is he gay? Is he straight? I don't know. Okay.
She's like fired up. She's like so aggressive. And she's not doing a character. I know this sounds like something that Sacha Baron Cohen would come up with. It's like a mix between Borat and Ali G. She's kind of doing a mix of two of them.
It's funny to hear her. It's almost like she's borderline angry.
Yeah, well, she gets real
she's
mad.
She's like, I don't know. Maybe you do.
Right.
Forget it straight. I don't know. Okay. What is the award for Broadway plays called?
What is the what? The what?
The award for Broadway plays. What's it called? We're both laughing. We are both laughing.
I like the commentary.
Let the record show.
By the way, I don't hear him laughing at all. I hear her laughing.
And
I also don't hear any
of them shouting.
No.
You said that you were shouting because it was loud.
Yeah, I don't know why you can't hear the music, but it was really loud.
This child came up on rollerblades really and started loud. Screaming at me about being gay, I think.
Yeah, if you think, any guys who are not fan of the gays and you're the ones who are holding those signs up that are like, God hates us,
right.
That is much less effective than this.
Yeah, this is the best way to really let the gays know how you feel. Just rollerblade up to them and start screaming at their face. So this is, once again, the segment has been changed now to Vanessa Confuses the Gays.
What is the award? Hello, I'm with a very handsome man. Is he gay or is he straight? I don't know. Okay, what is the award for Broadway plays called?
What is a word for Broadway plays called?
That's 0 for 3.
He got almost all of it.
0 for 3 on this question. 0 for 3.
Oh, no. Broadway plays.
Okay, I like that answer.
All right, she loves the answer.
You repeating part of my question. I love that answer.
The other question that she went to is, what is the main ingredient in quiche? And she had a really hard time with this one.
What is a succulent?
Oh, no, this was a different question. Sorry. This was a question about...
succulents.
Do you know what a succulent is? And this was another one that really threw people off. Well, because they couldn't understand what the hell she was saying, understandably. So it got confusing.
For Broadway plays call.
Hold on. Let me fast forward past. Hold on, sorry. It's hard to keep track of it all because everything's labeled Vanessa screws up. So.
Broadway plays.
Okay, I like that answer. What is a succulent?
A succulent. She finally goes, that word, and points to her phone. But this person is...
I love how eventually she shorts out and starts asking them how to pronounce it.
This was supposed to be, what is the main ingredient in a quiche?
So he never answered the succulent question.
No. She's just joking.
The main ingredient in quiche.
In what?
They're so confused.
What's the main ingredient in that kimchi? Just give me an answer.
Damn.
She's so frustrated. And this
just
poor,
give me an answer!
This poor gay.
She's so frustrated with herself.
And this poor gay woman. Listen to this gay woman.
I don't know what your question is.
I don't know what the question is. She's just harassing them.
Answer me!
These didn't go great. At least they didn't go according to plan. They definitely went great. But
did you get one legitimate answer to a question?
I don't think so.
I got answers.
I don't know, Vanessa. I've been listening to these all morning, and they are great. But let's take you through one of them, the unedited, all the way through. This is Vanessa Confuses the Gays. Also known as gay or nay at WeHo Pride over the weekend. And here she is on rollerblades, apparently hammered on tequila, trying to have a conversation, which ends up with her bullying the gay people.
I'm about to talk to a very handsome man. Is he gay? Is he straight? I don't know. Okay, what is the award for Broadway plays called?
What is the what? The what?
The award for Broadway plays. What's it called? We're both laughing. We are both laughing. What is the award?
Tony.
Okay.
So you got.
I think he's just saying Tony. Let's go.
Tony, let's get out of here.
Tony, stop talking.
This kid's scared.
What's the main ingredient in kimchi?
In what?
What's that word? Kimchi.
Jeez.
Okay.
What's that word? She shows them again.
I love how he's like, oh my god, it's quiche!
Quiche, thank god.
What's the main ingredient in quiche? What is it?
Egg.
Egg. Okay.
So this guy.
You don't know.
She doesn't know. He got two right, though. This guy, by the way, definitely gay, right? You can tell already.
Yeah. I think everyone should talk to him most.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Who are the knees?
She's trying to walk away.
Yeah, so the guys are trying to leave her at this point.
I mean, it's egg? I don't know. Run!
Just get out of here. This kid on rollerblades is yelling at us.
Okay, wait. Who are the Knicks playing?
She sounds like she's dying.
The question is, who are the Knicks playing?
Who are the Knicks playing?
Sports, you lost me.
It's sports. What's the last movie you saw in theater?
You can barely pronounce theaters.
I can't with this. He did it. Yeah, movie.
It's been a while. I'm not too sure.
Now he's mad.
So the next 1 minute gets really aggressive now.
I don't know.
He tries to leave multiple times, and she will not let him go. And I feel like apologies to the entire gay community. This was not our goal here.
It's been a while. What? Wait.
So that's the third time he's tried to leave now.
This guy tackles him and beats him up.
This guy wants out so bad, and she will not let him go.
What shape are the fries in Chick-fil-A?
We can't support Chick-fil-A.
Ew, gross. Bye, Chick-fil-A. Okay.
Did you just say bye, AAA?
He said something about Chick-fil-A, and then she said bye. The question is a very simple question. What are the shape of the fries at Chick-fil-A? But who would know that? Because she's screaming at this guy. And he's like, I can't support Chick-fil-A.
And then she's like, you're right, girls.
Bye, Chick-fil-A.
Okay, what is a succulent?
What?
A succulent. I don't know how to say the word.
Where?
Succulent. What is a succulent?
Succulent.
What's a succulent?
Oh, my God.
I'm like shaking him.
I don't remember this.
She's so unhinged.
I don't remember.
Suggestion on the text line.
Grabbing him by his little straps. Look at Daddy!
Vanessa, someone said maybe the problem is you should have asked the questions louder.
I know.
Is that possible?
I know.
More shrill.
I can't believe this didn't get reported to the police.
What's a succulent?
Sorry. Succulent. God, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just like a plant.
A plant that needs water, obviously.
Oh, hilarious.
Wow. Vanessa is on fire.
Okay.
Bonding.
What?
These guys tried to leave again. Now this is the fourth time they've tried to walk away, and she's just rollerblading behind them.
What? Wait! What type of car do you drive?
I drive a Lexus CT200.
Okay, Lexus.
What's that about?
She's turned.
If somebody came up to me and was doing this, I'd be like, and the fact that she can barely pronounce what kind of car do you drive?
She's turned this. She's almost become like homophobic. She's like everything they say now. She's attacking.
What kind of car do you drive?
Okay, so many compliments. You have no idea.
Well, listen here,
Vanessa.
It is.
Okay, Lexus.
It's a hybrid.
We're all about saving the economy here.
Wait, that's the fifth time now they've tried to leave, and she will not let them leave. This is like a hostage situation.
Wait, what's your drink of choice?
Oh, easy. Codigo soda with a splash of pineapple.
Oh.
Da. Okay, are you gay?
Are you mocking
them? Poor guys.
Da. Okay, are you gay or are you straight?
I'll leave that up to y'all interpretations.
No, tell me. Are you?
No.
Oh, no. Oh.
I do not accept your
remember that. So he said, babe, it's clear. I mean, the guy couldn't be any gayer, right? But she's like, you know.
Well, yeah, the drink of choice.
Are you gay or are you straight, man? Because I'm about to.
We bat for the rainbows.
Okay, rainbows. rainbows are gay.
Rainbows, you're queer.
It's a new segment called Vanessa Confuses the Gays. And I don't know if we'll be doing that all month long, but man.
I think the pride turnout next year is going to be much lower.
Whoa, apologies to that guy. That was only one of them. She got like nine like that. They all kind of went the same way.
I want to hear all of them.
All right, well, we can't today. We'll have to save some for another day this week. Man. Cali Vibes, short people, we're looking for you. Have you been blocked?
Okay, short people.
Cali Vibes.
If you are currently driving a Lexus hybrid and would like to be mocked, call us. If you've never seen a show properly because of your height, we'd love to hear from you now at 800-520-1067. It's K-Rock.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.